This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In a world full of mobile devices, the most dangerous mobile device is probably your car. And it's made more so by the mobile device in your purse or pocket, your cell phone. So Massachusetts lawmakers have finally hashed out the so-called Safe Driving Act, a proposed ban on texting while driving, and it would also bar drivers younger than 18 from even talking on the phone at all while driving. What do young people make of it? Well, we went out and asked students around Boston today to come clean about texting behind the wheel.
I definitely know that it's not safe to drive and text at the same time, so I tried to do it as fast as possible, but it would happen.
Back in December, one of my close friend's sisters actually almost died in an accident because she was texting and driving, but she wasn't paying attention. She was texting and she looked up and she ended up hitting a telephone pole. We try not to do it as much anymore. I don't do it as often as I used to or whatever.
I think any type of distraction while driving is a hazard. You should have your full attention on the road, and it's kind of cut and dry. I don't really see an opposing side. If you have communication that's that urgent, pull over to the side of the road and take care of your business.
It's one of those things that, like, if something bad doesn't happen, people aren't going to recognize that it's really that big of an issue. I haven't had any accidents while texting, so it hasn't been an issue for me. But if I did have an accident, I definitely wouldn't do it anymore.
Interesting that you'd have to wait to have an accident first, but teens aren't the only target of the new Safe Driving Act. Seniors, too, would come under closer scrutiny. The law would require drivers 75 and above to have vision tests and to renew their licenses in person every 5 years. So, listeners, have you been guilty of driving under the influence of age or technology? Will this ban make our roads safer? Will vision testing seniors make our roads safer? Or is this overall an attempt by lawmakers to legislate away behaviors that are as ingrained now as fiddling with the radio while we're driving? You can join the conversation at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And if you're calling on your cell phone from your car, please do it safely. Or you can join us online. We're at WBUR.org/Boston. Well, joining us now is Jeff Larson. He's president of the Safe Roads Alliance, a nonprofit Massachusetts organization that works to promote safe driving. Jeff Larson, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Also with us is Deborah Banda. She's state director of the AARP in Massachusetts. Deborah Banda, welcome to Radio Boston as well.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff, let me start with you. I mean, obviously, we're dealing with two different issues, texting while driving and legislation also that deals with seniors, so different issues under the same Safe Driving Act umbrella. So let me just get your initial top-line response to the texting side of things.
We're very happy with the legislation. We're happy that we think it's a first step. We think that things need to be done in the future to make it stronger and to give more recognition to the problem on the roads.
And do you think that it's enough, though, because people age 18 and over can still use their cell phones to talk, for example, when they're driving?
No, we don't think it's enough. I mean, if we had a perfect world scenario, which I don't think is ever going to happen, we would ban cell phone use entirely. But again, that's not going to happen. What we do think is probably worthwhile is that there's a hands-free requirement. And I know there's a lot of controversy behind that, but I think the science is coming out to prove that it is a safer mechanism for drivers.
Mm-hmm. And, I remember I was reporting on transportation a year ago or so, and I went to one of the first transportation committee meeting hearings on Beacon Hill about this a year ago. And there was a lot of testimony against texting while driving. Lawmakers seem to be a little more on the fence about it. So do you see them as having come full circle and saying, okay, we know this is a dangerous thing, let's do something about it?
Yeah, there's actually, with regard to the texting portion of it, there's very little opposition. In the House, it passed overwhelmingly, and in the texting portion of the bill, it passed in the Senate overwhelmingly as well. So there's really not much pushback on the texting portion. There's a little pushback on whether it should be primary or secondary. The hands-free portion of the bill is the controversial portion, and that's why it isn't in this portion in this bill.
And by primary or secondary, you mean primary meaning if a police officer sees you texting, that's enough for them to pull you over?
That's
now.
Right, yeah. If it were secondary, they would have to pull you over for something else and then figure you to be texting after they've pulled you over.
Okay. Just to give us some context and remind us, I mean, everyone kind of has this intrinsic sense that texting while driving is maybe not the best idea, and yet it's something that I'd argue that most people or many people do anyway. So what exactly is the evidence that it is indeed a dangerous thing to do?
Well, there have been studies that have shown that it's as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than drinking. There have been studies that show, in terms of the cognitive aspects of how much you can focus on driving, texting versus drinking, that it is it has that much more of an impact than drinking. There have been studies that look at the stopping distances for drunk drivers versus drivers who are texting, and drivers who are texting stop. It takes much longer to stop than people who are drinking. Plus, just the sheer volume, the numbers of people who are on the road who are now talking and texting just continues to grow. I mean, the number of people who are sending text messages now, or the number of text messages that are sent now, is greater than the number of phone calls that are made. And if you add into that the number of people who are now surfing the web, who are sending and receiving emails and watching videos, the numbers become terrifying.
Mm-hmm. One last question to you on this texting issue. Jeff Larson, I know a lot of people think that the real big problem is distracted driving. I mean, Senator Stephen Brewer today from Barrie, he's a Democrat. He was quoted in the Boston Globe as saying, you know, he commutes 72 miles each way to the State House, and while he's on his commute, he sees people reading textbooks, putting eyeliner on, eating Big Macs, even driving with their knees. And then he goes on to say this, the texting ban, is a significant step forward, even though it does nothing to deal with all the other ways drivers are distracted every day.
Well, but those things we've always had, and those things are certainly distractions, and they're certainly things that people shouldn't be doing on the road. But when you start to, this technological problem is it's a completely different area, and it's growing in this way that those other things aren't. You know, the way that people are in communication now, more and more, just it means that there needs to be a focus on these particular technological issues that people have in their vehicles. Dealing with your kids, taking a bite out of a hamburger, drinking coffee, they are, in terms of what the science has shown, they're not as distracting. Certainly they are a distraction, but the issue of texting, where you have to remove your mind, you've got the cognitive distraction, you've got a physical distraction where you now have to hold this device in your hands, and you have a visual distraction where now you can't even look at the road. It's that, you know, the word or the phrase perfect storm is overused these days, but it's described as the perfect storm. You've got all three distractions taking place at once. And those other things that people talk about are certainly problems, but they're not in the same territory.
Not in the same league at all. Well, we're talking about the dangers of distracted drivers and a new law in the State House being proposed that would ban texting while driving and also create new requirements for senior drivers as well. You can join us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We've got some comments coming to us online. Tommy Ferdin commented on Facebook saying, "I do it at lights and at stops. I mess with my iPod or my GPS, another form of electronic device there." He says he stopped the texting, though.
Well, let me tell you something. This includes, and this is one of those things that I don't think people are going to realize, you cannot, as soon as this law passes and signed, you're not going to be able to do this at stoplights. Okay, you're driving when you're at the stoplights. There was a case, I think it was in California, not too long ago, where a driver was texting while they were at a stoplight, got a honk from somebody behind him. You know, what your reaction is to go. Mm-hmm. There were people in front of him. There was a fatal crash because he was not paying attention at the stoplight. You are driving when you're stopped, so that's something that can't be done. People need to realize that with this law.
You're still operating a motor vehicle.
That vehicle is on. You're driving.
Deborah Banda, state director of AARP in Massachusetts. I don't want us to forget about the other half of this proposed legislation regarding seniors. And just to recap, the State House is proposing that seniors who are 75 and above, they have to renew their licenses at the RMV now in person every 5 years, and also have vision tests, because just last year there were a number of high-profile cases where senior drivers were involved in fatalities. So what's the AARP's reaction to the inclusion of seniors in this umbrella legislation?
Well, for starters, we think that there's a lot of really good things in this legislation, and we have been advocating for a couple of things that made it in, and we're thrilled with that, such as the voluntary medical reporting system is fabulous. We've been asking for that for a couple of years. The implementation of a trigger system in which if you get into three surchargeable accidents within 24 months, you get brought into the registry again to get reassessed. We've been asking for that for a couple of years. Absolutely agree with everything Jeff has been saying about the distracted driving and the phone usage and texting. What we had asked for to improve road safety is that all drivers have to go into the registry at regular intervals throughout their driving career to get reassessed so that they have an in-person renewal. That's what we had asked for.
Do you feel that seniors are being unfairly targeted then?
Well, age is, you know, picking 75 is just completely arbitrary. We all know that age by itself doesn't cause car crashes. Everybody ages differently. Health conditions and impairments do not begin at a specific age. So just picking 75, we feel is very arbitrary. We would have liked to have seen, and what we asked for again, was that all drivers be brought in every 5 years or so for an in-person renewal. But that said, you know, as Jeff indicated, I don't think there has ever been a perfect piece of legislation mm-hmm. out there. And so the fact that the medical reporting system is in there is great. The fact that the trigger system is in there is great. The fact that they included distracted driving issues is great. You know, we had been asking, and Jeff's organization is also part of this group, Safe Roads Now Coalition, which has been working for a couple of years. And what we've been asking for is a comprehensive piece of legislation that deals with road safety. And this is a comprehensive piece of legislation. It's not everything we would have liked to have seen, but it is a good, solid start.
Deborah Banda, let me just ask you another quick question about this, because if I understand correctly, the registry must also create a test for cognitive or functional impairment. And I don't know how they're going to be equipped to actually test seniors for that when they come in to renew their licenses. So do you kind of see this as, you know, a Band-Aid over a bigger problem with that people believe there are with senior drivers? Because I guess what I'm asking is, it doesn't seem like it's really going to go a long way to identifying those seniors who potentially are or should not be behind the wheel, a simple vision test or some kind of cognitive test that the RMV would administer.
Well, two things on that issue is, one of the earlier proposals in one of the earlier bills did ask for cognitive testing for older drivers, and we opposed that because those tests do not exist. They just don't exist. And as you said, the registry in this law has been asked to, you know, to develop those tests. But my understanding also is that the way the bill is currently written, those cognitive tests are not aimed just at older drivers. They are aimed at all drivers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But again, the cognitive tests do not exist yet.
Okay.
And that is why we were opposed to them in one of the earlier versions of the legislation.
Well, we are talking about this legislation that would potentially deal with distracted drivers and senior drivers in Massachusetts. We've got a lot of comments here online. Ken Bulk, he's commenting on Facebook. He says, as a pilot, flight instructor, motorcyclist, and race car driver, when I'm behind the wheel, I'm all about controlling the machine and being totally aware of my environment. Lori Levitra, also on Facebook, says, I have never, ever, ever texted while driving. I won't even answer the phone at a red light. So they're already on the correct side of this new law. Let's take a couple calls here as well. Tim's calling from Jamaica Plain. Welcome to Radio Boston, Tim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I'm from Washington State originally, and in 2007, they outlawed talking on cell phones while you're driving, which seems one step further than you've gone here. And at first, it was kind of a bummer because a lot of times, you know, I was in the habit of making these phone calls while I was driving on long trips. But once I started thinking about it, you know, for a lot of 16 and 17-year-old kids, that's all they can do to drive their car.
Oh.
So at this point, you know, it seems kind of outrageous that you guys are just now getting to not texting while you're driving. So
Tim,
I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, Tim, thanks so much for your call. Apparently, Massachusetts is state number 29 out of the 50 states to impose some kind of ban. Pam's calling from Groton. Welcome to Radio Boston, Pam.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple of comments. One is that last year I broke my left arm. The surgeon told me that I could not drive my car anymore because there was a law against driving, I believe, with one arm. And yet I thought it was kind of interesting because usually when I drive with my, you know, with both hands. But, you know, most people that are using a cell phone are using the right hand, especially because most people are right-handed. So I thought it was kind of interesting that there was, you know, legislation against people that, you know, were basically able to drive at all, you know, with, you know, if they didn't have a cell phone,
mm-hmm.
You know, in their hands. But in any case, I just really don't think that there's enough legislation. I like the idea that I'm hearing about the cognitive test. I drive for a living. Basically, I'm in outside sales, and if I was not able to answer calls and everything during the day, basically, you know, I wouldn't be able to get around to accounts. So I think that the legislation is important to have, and I do think it's important also to make sure that people are on a wireless headset, which is what I'm on right now.
Pam, thank you so much for your call. Just as a reminder, I believe Deborah Banda from the AARP in Massachusetts says, while those cognitive tests are a good idea, they don't necessarily exist yet, in Massachusetts at least. Let's get one more call in here. Gabriel's calling from Somerville. Welcome to Radio Boston, Gabriel.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to throw out another issue that hasn't been addressed yet, which is the issue of policing texting while driving. I drive regularly from Boston to Hartford for my job, and I see, you know, all kinds of people in their cars doing all kinds of crazy things. And I also see the police officers working very hard to police the Mass Pike and 84, even in Connecticut. I wonder what the advantage might come from having a device actually installed into cars, similar to an airbag, that would disable a cell phone from receiving a text while driving. That would take the burden off of the police force to try to find people who are texting while driving, since it might only happen a brief instant, and just sort of try to take our overburdened police force. Take some of the pressure off of them.
Gabriel, thanks so much for your call, although I wonder if it would also disable a phone maybe from making a 911 call at the same time. But Jeff Larson of the Safe Roads Alliance, let me ask you, Gabriel raises a great question about actually enforcing these new laws. Is it going to be possible for police to do that?
Well, I think it's possible. It would have been a lot easier if there had been a hands-free portion of this bill in the bill, because then if you see somebody holding and using a cell phone, you'd know that they're operating in a text environment. A couple things that came up out of those calls is that in Washington state there is a ban, but it's not a complete ban. There's no state that has a complete ban on cell phone use. There's a hands-free ban, and so, you know, that's important. There are, by the way, also technologies that can help with this process. There are disablers that's software that you can download onto your smartphones. There's a company in Concord called EyesUp that has a great product that you know, you can download, and when you start moving, the GPS recognizes that you're moving and it disables your phone.
Deborah Banda of the AARP in Massachusetts, last question goes to you. You said that or you would hope that a more comprehensive driving legislation would eventually come your way, but it seems like this was a big enough hurdle for Beacon Hill to have to clear. And do you have any hope that any more of these kind of rules, for seniors at least, that you agree with would come down the pike, so to speak?
Well, we would, you know, there's always room for improvement. I think we do have to give the legislature credit right now with coming up with a good, strong piece of legislation. Again, it wasn't everything that we would have hoped for, but there are some fabulous aspects of that legislation, and I think they deserve credit for moving on it.
Well, that's Deborah Banda. She's state director of the AARP in Massachusetts. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Also, Jeff Larson, president of the Safe Roads Alliance in Massachusetts. Thank you as well for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. But now, for a moment, I got to remind you that WBUR is nearing the end of its two-day fundraiser, a short 2 days. We cut this fundraiser in half, but we still have a significant amount of money to raise. Programs like Radio Boston don't come for free. They are made possible by your support. And the station has made a significant investment in local news and culture and all sorts of programming. So here to tell you more is Dolores Handy, On Point host Tom Ashbrook, and Jay Clayton.